Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Discipline. Dedication.
Right.
You got to have those. Discipline and dedication. You got to be dedicated to the discipline.
Yeah.
I love building something from ground up and seeing it be successful. Start creating content yourself now. You know what I'm saying? That's the first form. You know, you got people, you can create skits. You know what I'm saying? You can create a short film. You know what I'm saying? Start just actually working. You got to be cooking up, man. I tell my artists all the time, you got to stay cooking up.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Man, we're having a great time. Major artists, if we got a special guest in the building, can you introduce yourself and let the people know what you do?
Let's get it cracking. It's T-Dawg the Don. Y'all already know what's going on with me. Yeah, the player from the Himalaya, the one that'll take a broad and slayer.
Oh.
Nah, but seriously, all bullshit aside, it's me, T-Dawg the Don, entrepreneur. I would like to consider myself as a mogul. I'm in the entertainment industry from rapping to acting to modeling to fashion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To management. You know, I'm a bit my portfolio is a bit diversified,
yeah.
Shall I say.
Yeah, I see. It's majorly diversified.
How do you focus on the main thing when you do so many different, you know what I'm saying, talents? Like, what feeds you the most?
All of it, because I like the hustle of it, right?
Yeah.
So like, when you come from hustling, you like the hustle.
Right.
So I love building as well. So I love building something from ground up and seeing it be successful. So, it with me, it's just time management.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Time management. That's really time management.
Yeah.
I focus on that. But all of it, to me, is important. All my businesses are important.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense to me, man. Like, what's one of the key things other than time management to be a good entrepreneur?
One of the key things other than time management to be a good entrepreneur, discipline. Ooh. Discipline. Dedication.
Right.
You got to have those discipline and dedication. You got to be dedicated to the discipline.
Yeah, that's facts. Now, how can, what type of films have you been in? You said you was an actor. What type of actor are you? Any films that people may have seen you in?
Yeah, I have a show right now on Tubi that's been streamed over 5 million times called The Trap House. It's on Tubi right now. We also do movie distribution as well that I distribute other movies. Movies like Hella Drove available on Amazon Prime. It's a comedy movie.
Okay.
From a filmmaker named YC Bay.
Yeah.
Movies like Coke Boys from Omar Cook.
Right.
Shout out to Omar Cook. We have several films of, like, actually we right now we have True Birmingham Barons that we're working on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Unexpected Turns in the Pipeline. And we have a Christmas movie that we shot in Detroit called Christmas Lick. So we have a lot of films right now that's in post-production.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
I've been in some films, and I always wondered about the distribution. So if people got films, they can holler at you.
For distribution? Yeah, we get it distributed. You understand what I'm saying?
Tubi, anywhere else other than Tubi?
See, here's the thing. I have a relationship with Hulu, Tubi, Amazon Prime, Netflix. I have relationships with all those guys, right?
Right.
But it depends on what the content is the client brings, because everybody have different mandates.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, Netflix ain't accepting a lot of things that Tubi accept.
Absolutely.
So how did you get into this business? Like, from the outside looking in, it looked like something difficult to do. So how do you even take those steps to someone out there that got aspirations to want to follow the footsteps that you do?
It's for what aspect of
the... As far as getting into the filmmaking as being an actor and
all, okay.
Building those relationships with big names like Hulu and all those.
Okay, so first and foremost, networking is key. And always working hard. You got to be cooking up, man. I tell my artists all the time, you got to stay cooking up. You got to be working on the next move and always thinking about how can you place yourself in different phases, right? So really, that's how I got into the act, yeah. Right? So because essentially I was doing music, right?
Absolutely.
And then I said, oh, damn, I need to get myself in front of more people. I need to be in front of more people, in front of more people. And then I started dealing with my partner, JT, the Bigger Figure, which is one of my mentors. And what he did was he introduced the film world to me. Because
yeah.
I was talking about writing a movie. And he was like, Tito, by the time you have that movie done, by the time you get through writing that movie,
yeah.
I'm gonna shoot 5 movies and have them edited and ready and out.
Yeah.
I was like, how the fuck you gonna do that? I cuss on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was like, how the fuck you gonna do that? And he was like, shit, this is what I'm doing. So, you know, he took me under the wing and showed me the, you know,
yeah, showed more, you all the ropes.
More of the ropes of creating movies independently, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's hard.
And so it pushed forward from there. But before that, before I met JT though, I had already did like 3 movies. I had did Street Life independently, and then I did I was working on Heart of the Streets when I met him, and I was writing the movie when I met him. So I was already independently making my movies, but he just showed me a formula that worked better. And he gave me the game, not only just in movie, but in publishing. That had to do with music and things of that nature. And brother is very knowledgeable. And if you know anything about Fig, if you know anything about JT the Bigger Figure, he's tied to Game.
Yeah.
Career. He's tied to Master P. You know what I'm saying? He's tied to Snoop Dogg.
Tap in.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's tied to a lot. So any, I'm of that product, you know what I'm saying, of school, you know what I'm saying, of mentorship. And I'm one of the very few niggas who will give him, you know, his flowers.
Yeah, absolutely. He deserves it, man.
Yeah.
That's dope. I like to see people falling back to up and support it to them.
Yeah, for sure. That's my brother.
Yeah. So how many people follow you and support what you got going on?
You can reach me at TDawg, TDawgDadon, everywhere on all platforms. TDawg, TDawgDadon. On all platforms, everywhere. If you want to listen to my music out there, my new single, Jay-Z Rock Out right now with Rock Nation Distribution, go check that in, go tap in with that as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But my bad, bro, cause I kind of went off on a tangent, but to go back to what you asked earlier, a great way for people to break into what I'm doing with the acting and the movies and things is just actually start creating content yourself now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the first form. You know, you got people, you can create skits, you know what I'm saying? You can create a short film, you know what I'm saying? Start just actually working. And that's if you're a filmmaker. If you're an actor, then you got to start looking for extra background shit to start getting your feet wet and get in those rooms and get in those places.
Yeah.
And then also that starts building up your acting portfolio. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And also just at some point, you know, start trying to get casted for looking, you know, for places to be like in, you know, you gotta, it's, this shit don't come to you, man. It's like if you going to it will start swaying your way, if that makes any sense, right? Like, so the universe will send things your way if you're working towards that direction.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So yeah, if you're working towards that direction, things will come your way. People will come your way, to help you get there. But for the most of all,
you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the man that's who out here is doing it. So this is why we created this platform to pass on information.
Right.
So I think that's valuable information that you're passing on to the people. And we appreciate you lopping in with us on the Highest Point Podcast.
Shout out to the Highest Point Podcast. You dig what I'm kicking? Yeah, let's get it cracked.
Yes, sir.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.